Hello and welcome to this week's Innovation Forum Briefing, a regular guide to what's happening in the world of sustainable business. I'm Ian Welsh. Innovation Forum will be in Amsterdam in April for this year's Sustainable Apparel and Textiles EU Conference. Coming up a bit later to explain what to expect at the event is Innovation Forum's Hannah Halmowry. Coming up this week is Innovation Forum's first event of 2024, when we will be meeting over in London for our Responsible Sourcing and Ethical Trade Conference. Over 2 days, the 20th and 21st of March, we will assess how companies can develop and implement robust human rights due diligence and responsible sourcing policies. And we will look in depth into the practical implications of evolving legislation and what that means for business operations and the future of trade. As ever, the discussion will be all off the record with no corporate PowerPoint presentations. Among the companies and organisations in the room will be Microsoft, Unilever, Procter & Gamble, Walmart, KPMG, EY, Institute for Human Rights and Business, and the Consumer Goods Forum. I'm looking forward in particular to our opening session, where we'll be hearing from a survivor of modern slavery direct from Myanmar in a conversation facilitated by the International Justice Mission. If you are in London this week and would like to join us, we do have some limited availability for TD conference passes. Go to the Innovation Forum website to sign up. And it's always a great pleasure to catch up with podcast listeners at the Innovation Forum conferences. So if you're attending, do come and say hello. On the 23rd and 24th of April, Innovation Forum will be back in Amsterdam for this year's Sustainable Apparel and Textiles Conference in Europe. To find out a bit more about what to expect, I caught up with Innovation Forum's Head of Conferences, Hannah Halmowry. How is the event all coming together?
I mean, it's looking fantastic. We have over 60 amazing speakers lined up for you, from the likes of Zalando, to Decathlon, PVH, European Commission, Tapestry, Primark, Mulberry. So really fantastic range of speakers.
Are there any particular sessions that you're looking forward to?
Yes, so as always, we have this conversation. It's hard to pick just a few to chat through, but a couple I'd want to mention now. So we have one called Circular by Design, and we'll be looking at how designers can prioritize style and sustainability. On this session, we'll have Andrea Rosso, who is the Sustainability Ambassador at Diesel, and then Thijs Martens, who is the Vice President of Sustainability at PVH.
And what are you hoping to get from the session?
Really to learn how brands can engage their design teams on circular design principles, what kind of incentive structures need to be in place, you know, what works, what doesn't, what does a clear set of KPIs look like for designers when it comes to circular design, the role of material innovation in this as well, and lots to cover in that session.
Are there any particular areas you think the panel, given that we've got Diesel and PVH, any particular things they will cover?
Well, just as two leading brands, I think they can really speak to the things that they've seen work and what doesn't. So,
yeah. No, there'll be a lot to learn for sure from them. Any other sessions you want to pick out?
So another one is called Conscious Choices. How can brands effectively engage consumers in circularity and sustainable fashion? So here we'll hear from Lucy Peacock, who is the head of pre-loved fashion at eBay, Jessica Cederberg-Woodmar, EVP of Global Sustainability and CSR at Gans, Julian Eislinger, the head of Sustainability, Innovation and Responsible Communication at Marco Polo, and Elizabeth Keegan, head of Textile Services at Peterson Projects and Solutions. So a full panel there.
What do you expect to get from the session?
So really to learn how brands can credibly connect with consumers about circular and sustainability fashion. So again, practical solutions, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and really how we can enable consumers to play their part in circular fashion.
Are there any particular questions that you think that the panel should be addressing in particular?
Well, I'd be really interested to hear both from also eBay. So we have Lucy Peacock, head of pre-loved fashion, so she can really speak to what they're seeing working on their platform, and similarly from Gant and Marco Polo as well, just seeing how their consumers are engaging.
Hannah, how can everyone get involved in the event?
So we have our final early bird discount deadline this Friday, March 22nd. So you can just register online and book before Friday to save €200 on your pass.
Good. And this event did sell out last year, didn't it?
It did indeed. So book early to secure your place.
And are there any sponsorship opportunities available still?
The agenda is very full at this stage, but as always, please do get in touch and we're always happy to discuss and see what we can make work.
Absolutely, because we sold out for delegates and also sold out in terms of sponsors last year
exactly.
As well. So if you want to get involved, now is the time to do so. Hannah, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Ian.
Full details of how to get involved or to book your conference pass are on the Innovation Forum website. The briefing will be back next week, and do look out as ever for the weekly podcast on Thursday, when we'll be reporting from the Responsible Sourcing and Ethical Trade Conference in London. But that's it for now. I've been Ian Welsh, and goodbye.